Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joint practice with the Colts yesterday at One Winning Drive. Joining us down the Window Nation guest hotline to talk about that, host of Fresh Take Sports. He's our colleague, obviously, on 105.7 The Fan, Cordell Woodland. Cordell, what's up?
What's going on?
A little of this, a little of that. How's the old Looper looking here now that Hoyland's gone? Had the big practice, by all accounts, Sunday at M&T. And then how'd he look yesterday as he's kind of he's the lone wolf, it looks like, in regards to the place kicker right now?
Yeah, he is. I mean, so far, so good. He had a really good day at the M&T Bank practice the other day, going 100%. Hitting a 60-yarder, which, of course, got a lot of reaction out of the fans. Yesterday, good again, 6 for 6. Looked like 55 was his longest yesterday that I have down here. So far, so good for the Looper. And I think now it's about checking the game checkbox off now. Now he has to do it in a game situation. And I'm sure there will be moments that the Ravens want to get him in there, maybe some distances or something like that, some situations. They'd love to put him in a pressure situation in an in-game-like moment. So I think that's the next test for him. He's checked the boxes in practice. He's on a stretch here of some consistent good days. His leg is evident. I don't think there was ever a question about that, even when he was missing. But now I think they want to see him do it in a real game.
Cordell, I was like behind the goalposts, and all his kicks were right down the middle. I mean, it wasn't just inside the goalpost. You know, like the Indy kickers was. I mean, his were right down the middle, which to me was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely been a thing. And he's had a few of those that end up going right down the middle. So, like I said, the leg, the power has always been known. But now I think the accuracy is something that we're starting to get a little bit more of. We've seen him miss a couple, but it's been a couple of days since he's missed one. And since they let go of John Hoyland, I mean, he's kind of taken his job by the horn. So I don't think there's anything else he can show in practice right now. I mean, I think they're trying to do their best to put him in pressure-like situations. I think the other day he had the kick to end practice early. That's about as pressure as it gets in practice settings, because if you miss it and everybody's got to stay out there an extra 30 to 40 minutes, yeah, you might have a problem on the sideline. So now it's just about getting them into some of those critical situations under the lights.
Now, Cordell, what was your feeling like when practice ended? What did you – because, like, I felt like, wasn't that great. You know, I was a little disappointed. What did you feel?
Well, I was on – you know, I'm moving around. As you know, it's so much going on out there. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to gather as much as I possibly can. There was definitely a mixed bag throughout the day from what I saw. I thought that – so initially on the first half of practice, I was over on the offense, the Ravens' offensive side. They
Which
got
was
out
good.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah,
they got out pretty quickly with that. The 7-on-7s, they started with 1-on-1s. 1-on-1s, I thought they did a really good job. Their receivers were winning those. And then they went into team drills, and they made some plays – and those as well. The highlight being the cross body throw that Lamar threw to Rashad Bateman into the middle of the field. That was really nice. I saw some good reps from the offensive line. The only sack I saw them give up was a covered sack that Ronnie gave up, but I didn't fault Ronnie. I thought he won the rep. Lamar's just standing in the pocket, which is something he's not going to do in the game. So tough for me to put stock into that. So I thought from what I saw in the first half of practice, I thought the offense was solid. Now, on the back end, when the teams did their little short, 2-minute drill scrimmage, it wasn't great for the offense. They ended their drives with interceptions. Lamar threw the pick on one, and then you had Cooper Rush, who I thought was awful yesterday. I really thought he was awful yesterday. He looked panicky. The backup unit for the offensive line was not as good as the starting unit offensive line. But even so, I feel like he made situations worse because he's very antsy back there. He's making panic throws, throwing to places that nobody's at. He just looked very erratic to me yesterday. It wasn't good for the team to end it, the offense to end practice. The defense did well to end practice, and I did see the defense in the second half of practice yesterday. It was some good, some bad. I thought Malachi Starks definitely flashed to me multiple times yesterday. He blew up a middle screen that I don't even know how he got there in the red zone. That was really good. Mike Green had a couple of sacks by my count. I got an Aeneas Peebles stuff on a run as well. So it was some good. I also saw a touchdown given up in the red zone. I saw the A.D. Mitchell catch against Nate Wiggins in the first part of practice. I was on the other side of the field, but I saw him make that catch in the end zone. That was really nice. Josh Downs was having his way. I think Josh Downs is really, really good, and I thought they ran the ball well. And I did watch their run fit drill, and Jonathan Taylor, it looked like a knife through butter watching him zig. And Matt Abike talked about it at the podium. That dude knows how to get in and out of the hole. So they struggled a little bit with that. But, yeah, I would say an up-and-down day overall.
I was a little disappointed because Sanusi Kane got his shot with the ones, you know, Cordell. And I thought he overran some stuff, missed some stuff out there that, you know, Kyle Hamilton, I'm sure he blows that stuff up.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think, you know, what can they be when the games get real? And that's the thing, like you bring that up for Kane, that's kind of what my thought is for a guy like Mike Green, right, who we've seen win his reps, and we see him get back there, and that would be a sack, but now I want to see him finish the play. And I think guys like Kane and Braid, who have been hitting all throughout camp, I think that's what they want to do, but I don't know if necessarily the coverage part of it all is a huge strength for Kane. Like you said, he got his shot yesterday with Hamilton not practicing. And maybe it was the first part of defense where they were getting the ball thrown around. I was told that from a couple of people, but I didn't see that part. But I didn't necessarily see Kane flashing to me yesterday. I can't say that I saw him messing up, but I didn't see him making any plays that were notable to me.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cordell, like you said, the 2 minute was extremely disappointing to me because what I wanted was, and I think what Harbs and everybody wanted too, was the opportunity to kick a long field goal. I think that's what they wanted, you know, and you throw two picks and you can't, you know, and like you said, Cooper Rush on the play before the pick, Cordell, he fumbles, you know?
Yeah.
And then Lamar, that was a dumb interception on his part, but the offensive line, like, they let three or four dudes through on there. And then I thought Mike Green dominated the 2 minute.
Yeah, Mike Green was really good. Who is it? Kalinko, I think it is, that got the sack. Kalinko, that got the sack to end practice. That's how the practice ended, with back-to-back sacks from those two guys. Yeah, I think Mike Green, anytime he gets the pads on, it's go time in his mind. He's just ready to go out there and beat whoever's across from him. It doesn't matter if they have a Ravens jersey on or not. So I'm excited for him for tomorrow night. And, yeah, the Lamar pick looked eerily similar to the crossbody throw that he completed the Bateman.
Exactly.
You know, and he tried to do it again. And, yeah, that didn't work out the second time. And the Rush one, I thought that was really I've already said he was awful yesterday. But I did think that was a really good play from that linebacker because I didn't see him. I think it was 58 that I have down here that tipped it up in the air, and I couldn't even see who dove out of nowhere. I think it was 30.
Yeah, 39, he had both interceptions.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere and dove and caught that one. But I thought it was a really good play from 58 to kind of climb the ladder and tip that ball. I didn't even see him at first. And I saw where Cooper Rush was looking at Scotty Washington going up the seam, and 58 just came out of nowhere. He was just crouching down and just jumped out of nowhere and made a really good play. But, yeah, that was definitely disappointing that two-minute drill from both the ones and the twos offensively to not be able to really do anything.
Cordell Woodland joining us, Biddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Cordell, last thing for you. Put your stethoscope on. What do we make of what's going on with Kyle Hamilton here last couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, I saw him get nicked up in practice. Was today Wednesday? So I guess it was Monday. It looked to me like a groin issue, but they didn't say that officially. So, you know, we'll have to see what they say. Harbs yesterday, I asked him about Hamilton, and he called it a camp deal, and not the one that you sign your name next to the X. One of those knick-knack injuries that they've been dealing with from a couple of these dudes. So he didn't really sound concerned. And we've seen Hamilton. Look, last year he was getting nicked up a lot in camp, missing a day, and then he'd come back. So he's kind of a freak athlete. Hopefully he bounces back. He didn't look overly concerned yesterday. It's not like he left practice and went in with the trainers. He just kind of stayed off to the side. So it could be something mild that hopefully he can bounce back from pretty quickly.
Cordell, appreciate the time as always. When's the next fresh take coming on?
We'll see. Tomorrow I'm filling in for the Big Bad Morning Show for Rob. So it'll be me and Ed tomorrow morning. And then we got the game tomorrow night. Of course, I'll be at that. And then next week, I'm going out to Ashburn for that joint practice. And that's a long ways away. So we'll see. We'll see what we can make happen.
All right. Well, we'll talk next time about ESPN buying up all this WWE stuff.
God.
I'm sure you got
some. It's getting worse.
Cordell, worse. Hey, enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Cordell Wood. We'll come back and whip around, talk more about the joint practice yesterday. You want to get in on the Orioles? We can. 410-583-1057. Got shut out last night by Philly. 12th time this year. The Orioles have been shut out twice since the trade deadline, trying to avoid the sweep. Trevor Rogers, we think, will keep him in the game. But Tyler O'Neill, at least in the starting lineup, will not be contributing to the cause.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.